In Florida, we have a place for you. Not only do we understand your aspirations, we're ready for them. For all the amazing things your future holds, we hold the key. Florida, the future is here.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. So on August 21st, a total solar eclipse will make its way to 14 states in the continental United States, and most of the country will be able to see at least a partial eclipse. Of course, staring at the partially covered sun without protective gear can cause vision loss, according to scientists. Thus, droves of consumers bought certain brands of eclipse glasses, but now there are droves of reports that counterfeits are flooding the market. Fear not, Amazon comes to the rescue with a refund. Let's get more from the Wall Street Journal's Laura Stevens, patching in from San Francisco. Hey, Laura.
Hi.
Just how flooded did the market become with these counterfeit glasses that Amazon is taking the stand and issuing refunds?
So actually, we're not entirely sure how many counterfeit glasses are really out there, because what Amazon's done is it decided to request documentation from all of its sellers selling these types of glasses on its site to prove that they were verified. So any sellers that did not turn in that documentation, and then according to a few that we've talked to, some who did, those were the ones that Amazon ended up saying would be refunded and that might not be safe to use. So Amazon says it's out of an abundance of caution that they are trying to make sure that there aren't any unsafe glasses out there. And it's actually unclear how many of these are counterfeit, how many of these might be unsafe versus actual safe glasses that also may have been affected.
So as we know, Amazon directly sells things on its site, but it does obviously rely on third-party sellers. Does this issue, does it reignite concern about too much or at least an increased reliance on these sellers?
Yeah, well, Amazon has started really relying on third-party sellers. It's more than 50% of unit sales worldwide now on its site, so it's a huge portion of what they're selling. So it's both good in some ways because it tends to drive prices down, which is not great for brands because we're consumers generally, but in other ways it can increase some of the risk with inventory for Amazon. And in the past, you know, we've written about issues of commingling where the same inventory might be mixed in a bin and people might end up with a counterfeit or an item that they didn't really expect just because all the inventory tends to go into the same bins when it's sent in from sellers. That could also be commingled with the stuff that Amazon's selling. So it does increase some of the risk overall for counterfeits and potentially merchandise that you might not necessarily expect from Amazon as a direct seller versus some of these third-party sellers.
Mm-hmm. There's also the issue of product verification and all that goes with that. Has this caused a stir in that already growing demand for verified products?
With this specific case, these glasses generally need to be verified because it actually presents a big risk to consumers who use glasses that are not verified. According to NASA and other organizations that try to kind of give some guidance on these things, you can actually really damage your eyesight if you use unverified glasses, glasses that maybe don't protect your eyes well from the sun. This is actually quite dangerous. So that's why, in this situation at least, it's quite important that you have a verified pair of glasses. And the reason that Amazon went ahead and took that action after some reports surfaced that there were a lot of counterfeit products in this realm out there.
So putting this specific incident aside, has it opened up a new box? Do we now see a scenario where all of a sudden people are asking Amazon how safe the product they just bought is?
This does seem to be a specific instance where this has become a question. It's unclear if this will open this up more broadly. However, it is interesting that Amazon has been dealing a little bit more with kind of brands demanding that it really police counterfeits more. Amazon itself sued some companies last year saying that they were selling counterfeit items on their site. So it's an issue that's definitely out there and something that has drawn a little bit of attention, including from some brands that have kind of raised red flags. But it's unclear how much of an issue this will be going forward.
We're speaking to The Wall Street Journal's Laura Stevens about Amazon giving refunds to customers who bought counterfeit eclipse glasses. You're listening to The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
We know you well. You who became a multimillionaire at 43 and you who was born one. We know you who loses sleep over how your kids will deal with inheriting a fortune. And you no longer getting a paycheck but not needing one either. And also you who doesn't have to work but can't help not to. You serial entrepreneur, you. At BNY Mellon Wealth Management, we know because we know you well. And that gives us the necessary insight to help you grow, protect, and transfer your wealth. BNY Mellon is the corporate brand of the Bank of New York Mellon Corporation and its subsidiaries.
Thanks for joining us. So, Laura, this really ultimately gets into the long-term effects on reputations and businesses. I guess a refund is Amazon's way of stopping some of this bleeding, but the snowball impact of an incident like this has got to be overwhelming, even to a company as big as Amazon. Does this incident prove to be a good example of that?
It's definitely an interesting question that Amazon decided to respond so quickly and forcefully, issuing these refunds and just really placing potential consumer safety and the forefront, even if it means kind of a potential reputational impact.
Laura Stevens, thanks as always.
Thank you.
For more on Wall Street Journal reporter Laura Stevens' coverage of Amazon, head to WSJ.com. That ends this edition of the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
For more insights, enable the Wall Street Journal skill on any device with Amazon Alexa. Get all of our podcasts, as well as the latest news and market updates. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.